Morning Edition commentator Miles Hoffman usually talks about the delicate art of classical music, but he'll be spending Labor Day recovering from bumps and bruises. The bumps on his arms and legs come not from playing Schubert, but from playing softball, and the bruises are to his ego. Compliments of Miles' summer teammates at a ball field in Bethesda, Maryland.
It's really just a glorified pickup game, but it's been going strong now for 25 years.
Well hit, Ross.
The average age at this point is probably getting close to 55, but the level of play is surprisingly high. We hit the ball hard, we make nifty catches, and we can even turn the occasional double play.
Attaboy, Coop!
What most of us can't do, however, is tell you the last names of half the people we play with. Guys in the game who have been playing together for two decades, and I'm one of them, can tell you exactly how and where the other players usually hit and what kinds of arms they've got. But when it comes to last names, where people work, how much money they make, whether or not they're married, or how many children they've got, we're often totally clueless. And the funny part is, we want to be clueless. It's actually one of the things we all love about coming out to play. It's a cliche, but all that counts is the game.
You know, Hoffman used to be able to hit, remember?
Well, perhaps I shouldn't say all that counts is the game. We come out for the wisecracks and the stories, too. These guys are some of the funniest people I know, and while we always play hard and try to play well, we tend to tire ourselves out with laughing almost as much as with running the bases.
In our original game, we had a lot of psychiatrists who played.
That's Lester Marion, one of the founding members of the game.
And so the reasons that we do what we do on the field were analyzed. So there was a guy named Del Vecchio, he used to play first base, who would talk to you about why did you stop, why didn't you go, why don't you lead off, why don't you bunt, why don't you do this, why don't you do that.
I never talked much with Del Vecchio. He once attempted to psychoanalyze my knee when I twisted it, but that's about it. But I can tell you that for me, the joys of the game are both simple and complex. Complex because so many of my associations with playing ball are tied up with my father, who died long ago and whom I still miss. He taught me how to play, and he was proud when I did well. When I was little, though, he used to say that I was all field, no hit. And while he was undoubtedly right, the words stung more than he knew, and they stayed with me. Then somewhere along the way, after he was no longer around to see it, I learned to hit. And now it means far more to me than I can explain that when I come to the plate, the outfielders back up. And when I hit a line drive over the first baseman's head, which is where my father always wanted me to try to hit it, it makes me happy. But it also makes me a little sad.
Over his head. Go, go, go. Yeah. Well done, Miles.
Oh, well, I guess it sounds ridiculously sentimental, but I may as well admit it. I love the guys I play softball with on Sundays. As I say, even after all these years, I hardly know most of them, but that's delightfully beside the point. Our devotion to the game is identical, and it's complete. And when I think about it, I realize that a big part of the affection I feel for them is actually gratitude. I'm grateful that their commitment makes possible my commitment, and that their joy makes possible mine. Thanks, guys.
When Miles Hoffman is not swinging a bat, he's playing the viola for the American Chamber Players. He's also a regular music commentator on Morning Edition.